I'd just like to get to know you a little bit first. How long you've been in the project? Tell me why, where you got started, and just give me a little information about you in relationship first to MKP.
About a little over 5.5 years ago, I was walking down the boardwalk with another couple and my wife, and he turns and says, "Man, you sound like a Mankind guy." And I'm like, "What's a Mankind guy?" And about 3 months later, his wife stopped by our house and says, "Man, you sound like a Mankind guy." And I'm like, "Okay, what the heck's a Mankind guy?" And Mike got the better of my curiosity, and I called the number that he gave me and went straight to a weekend. And I didn't think men, like the men that staff these weekends, still walk the earth.
Cool. So, say a little bit more about that. What does that mean? What was the experience that you had inside of yourself? What these men were like for you?
They were real. They were supportive. They were authentic. They were vulnerable. And they were serving from a really deep place. That's about all I knew right then. They were serving from something really deep inside of themselves.
Was that something that you were missing? Something that you were looking for yourself as well as outside of yourself?
Yeah, I really didn't know what I was missing. I couldn't even tell you much about men. And other than I was one, that was about the extent of it. And so I wanted to learn about men, and I wanted to learn what was going on. And I got packed up and signed up and was heading for the car. And my wife says, "Honey, don't go figure this out. Just go do it for you."
Nice. So she was real supportive of you doing that. Great.
And has been all along.
So
Every step.
Carmel, tell me about the last 5.5 years then. What's happened for you as a result? What's the experiences that you've had, and where are you at this point?
Yeah, so I started staffing. I've done 13, 14 staffings, and I got on the local NorCal group that put on pits, and then I've taught a bunch of pits, and then someone talked to me about Holacracy, and that sounded really interesting. So I took the class, and then I said, "Okay, how do I get to use this?" And they stuck me in curriculum, and I had no idea what I was doing and no idea what they were doing.
Yeah.
And they just mentored me along, and now I get to sit as the lead link of curriculum and really serve the future of the project.
So tell me about just as you can, just tell me a little bit about curriculum. What part of the project, MK, the Mankind Project, is curriculum?
It's a big piece, and it seems like we've been on the witness protection plan since we started because nobody knows we exist, or what we do, that's for sure. That's even more top secret, unintentionally, but it's top secret. And that is, we're looking to standardize a lot of the message and the terms and the values and the stuff that we use to put our best foot forward in the trainings that we do have, and the quality of the men that show up to train. And we're also bringing in and looking to fill gaps that a man can map out his own growth and his own direction and connect to his purpose, and where can we plug in trainings from outside sources that have already created that.
Great. So can you just give me give me one of the curriculums that you are particularly fond of and how it works for men? What would I be potentially attracted to, and how would that work? How would I do that?
I think our new front door is the best one to choose. And our new front door is the men's work, and it's an online class. And we've had men from at least 40 different countries. I've been had the pleasure of teaching that for a year with we there's two teachers that team up, and we have 15 plus guys online. Men being able to see other men and feel safe enough to share what's going on for them as men online, get a taste for it. you know, kind of, it's something they've been looking for. And somewhere between 16 and 20% of our classes go straight to a Warrior Weekend or find a men's circle, an I group. And we're thrilled because the men that want this work are finding us.
Yeah. Well, it really sounds, Carmel, like this has been an experience that's really changed your life. And I also can see that from that personal experience, meeting these men that, that you can't even hardly describe the difference, but can feel it, and it's been a difference for you, has also somehow inspired you to do the work, to be get involved in the Mankind Project at the same time. What part of that touches you? What has you, I know you, I work with you, and I know how much energy and time you give, and why do you do that? What is it inside of yourself that's changed, that's been inspired to give so much of yourself to others, to men like me and men who are watching this?
It's being courageous enough to show up,
mm-hmm.
having no idea whether it's going to be a good experience or a bad experience, just the courage to keep showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And, getting the feedback from men I highly respect on the kind of man I am that I never saw before. I didn't have that anything to reflect back who I was. Has inspired me to find my mission and live it.
Oh, great. Great. So it sounds to me like the work you're doing at the same time as working you. It's like you're continuing to grow as a result of the work you're doing.
Great. Yeah, it's definitely that zone where you sometimes feel like you're putting out 200% and you take inventory and realize you got 500% back.
Yeah, great. Well, I just want you to know from my role as chair of the project, how much I appreciate you, how much you inspire me. And this work is inspiring and complicated and sometimes overwhelming. And I know that you experience all of that along with all the other men that are engaged and involved in some way or another with Mindcat Project. So I'm grateful to you and I'm blessed by you and I'm inspired by you. So thanks for giving yourself away to all of us. And I'm also excited and want to thank your wife for her, you know, being so supportive of you in the process. So thanks. Appreciate you being here with me.
It's an honor. And I tell you, the rest of my team make me look good. Yeah. I'm out with that.
All right. Great. Thanks.